This is the EWN Radio Network.
Listening to Travel Talk with Kelly Morgan Mealy, Chief Guide at TheBucketListRetreats.com. Kelly is the curious host who takes us along as we learn the ins and outs of travel to fascinating places that tap into our hearts and turn us into lifelong travelers, adventurers, and wanderers. Now, our friend in travel, Kelly.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Travel Talk. This is your hostess, Kelly Morgan Mealy. Of Bucket List Retreats. Have you been over there and joined Travel Club? I hope so, because we are really getting ramped up over there and we want you in the discussion. Not to mention that you'll get my free PDF, a 5-day trip planner, print out, fold in half, and it becomes your travel folder that you can use for every trip you go on. I guarantee it will keep you organized. On last week's show, I made mention of finally finding a cruise specialist. I really had a lot of criteria for this person. Have you ever heard the saying that if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room? Well, that thought is always in the back of my mind whenever I am looking for a specialist. More than anything, I want them to be smarter than me in that given field, and that is what I have found in Pat Hand. If you're by a computer, go to dancingmoontravel.com. It's pretty obvious right away that Pat has years of experience, and we all know what that means. It means through all the trials and tribulations of running a business that specializes in all the details of organizing someone else's travel, and all that that includes, she's still here. So I was thrilled to meet her, tell her of the position on my team that I wanted filled by an experienced professional and, you know, always a fun-loving person. And that's who I found in Pat. She accepted the challenge and has joined my team, and I'm so excited to feature her on today's show. So please help me welcome Pat Hand to Travel Talk. Hi, Pat. How are you today?
Hey, Kelly. I am great, and I'm just delighted to be part of your team and honored as well. Thank you so much.
Great. I can't wait for us to start working together. I want to learn and have all of our listeners learn about you. Can you give us a synopsis of your travel agency career and Dancing Moon Travel?
Well, I got in the travel business very, it was totally unexpected. I had never owned a business. I had never had any kind of leanings toward entrepreneurial leanings at all. And I just kind of got into the travel business because basically I got into a conversation with somebody. I actually, total stranger on the street kind of thing. And I came in through the back door through one of those multi-level marketing kind of schemes. And I soon discovered that that wasn't the way to run a travel business. And I didn't stay long there, but I got on the right track very quickly. I loved what I was doing. I was passionate about travel. I was especially passionate about cruises. And so that was over 8 years ago when I started just learning everything I could possibly learn, both about the travel business, running a business, and I guess the fact that that was just before the big depression hit. And we're still hanging in, though, so I guess I managed to get through it all because we not only survived but have managed to thrive. So It wasn't the best of times to start in, but somehow it worked for us. It gave me a little bit of a time to go through that learning curve and learn the ins and outs of the travel business. So it was good, and I love what I'm doing. My big passion we do all kinds of leisure travel, but my big passion is the cruise business, and we have a big, strong emphasis on cruises and also on group travel and special events at sea.
Right, and that's definitely the main thing that drew my attention to you, is that you have done group cruises and lots of them, and I, of course, am organizing retreats all of the time for groups, and I love group travel. I think it's a great way to go. It's kind of like being by yourself, but, having someone to have dinner with if you need to. So
right.
let's talk about travel agents real quickly. So what is your opinion on, I try to express to people how the travel agents of today are a lot different than they used to be, and they really get a lot of great offers that they can turn over to you. So I always say that's a great reason to use a travel agent. What do you think? What is your advice as to why a person should utilize a travel agent versus going on a cruise line's website and booking it by themselves?
Well, just quickly, I can go through a list. First of all,
sure.
when we're booking our clients on cruises and so forth, we're not charging any fees, so they're getting the benefit of our expertise without any added fees. So you have professional advice, and you can really get yourself in a mess if you don't book yourself on the right ship. You know, you don't want to book a Carnival client on a Azamara cruise. You don't want to do the opposite. You've got somebody who wants a fun cruise, and you've booked them on the Holland America, and they're not on the right ship or the right people, and they're not going to have a good time. So you get it's like we work for you for free almost, because you're not paying any more for our service.
That's huge.
And when you work with us, you know who you're working with. When you work with the cruise line or one of those big online discount agencies, which, by the way, don't provide any discounts. The prices are pretty much set in stone. So if they're a legitimate company, we're all playing on a level field because we're not allowed to discount. Now, there are ways that we can give you discounts, but we're not allowed to give discounts or rebates to our clients, but we have the secret weapon of having blocked space that has locked in our pricing. So sometimes we can give you the better pricing, which is another good reason to use an agent. And sometimes we are able to offer savings that are not available to the public or to the discount agencies because they're advertising themselves as something they're really not providing. When you work with a local agent, you know who you're dealing with. You're not some nameless entity. I refer to them as order takers, because chances are when you contact one of these big, when you call, you're going to talk to somebody different every single time, and chances are they have maybe never been on a cruise before and possibly never even set foot on a cruise ship. So you know, I mean, I'm a master cruise counselor, and that's 4 years worth of work I put in to get to that level of knowledge and expertise. And would you rather work with that person, or would you rather work with somebody who's taking your order and can't really give you good advice and direction and answer
Absolutely.
Your questions?
Absolutely.
And there's one other
that.
Reason.
You know, even if I'm just traveling with my husband, I want to make sure that everything flows smoothly, and I can imagine if you're traveling with a group, it's even more important. So when you're working with a group, do you handle all of their flights and everything?
It varies. Usually in a typical group for us, if it's a cruise group, we normally we'll have a pre-cruise hotel where everybody gathers the day before. We encourage them to be in town the night before. Usually they will arrange their own flights because people have different schedules, and some may want to come in 2 days ahead of time, and other people don't want to come in until the morning of. So, but there are times when we will arrange a group flight, when you have a very cohesive group and they're all doing the same thing at the same time. So we're very flexible on how we schedule our groups. But usually we'll have, typically we'll have that pre-cruise hotel where the party can start the night before. Maybe we can arrange for a night, you know, a wine and cheese gathering so people can get acquainted if they don't already know each other. And then we'll have,
I love the idea of everyone, you know, meeting, because they do. A lot of people have their own miles or whatever for their flights. But you get them together the night before they board the cruise ship. That's great. And when you are booking a group, do their rooms, do you normally book them in the same area on the ship, or does it matter? How does that work out?
Typically, when the cruise line gives us a block of rooms, that will be in a certain category, and they may be located in different sections of the ship. So the rooms are not necessarily all, you know, next door to each other, which some people like. Other people will say, I want to be as close to Kathy Smith as possible. So you look for a room close by. So we have a lot of flexibility in that. Some people want more privacy, and some people will say, I want to be, my sister is going with us, and I want to be close, you know, we want to be close. So we try to work with people and their preferences. Some people say, please don't, you know, we want to be off to ourselves a little bit. So rooms can be scattered about, so they aren't necessarily, it's not like a college dorm where everybody is rooming right next to each other.
That's great. And do you work with the cruise agency or the cruises themselves that, like it, this photography cruise that you put together quite often, do they have an area that they get together in and meet in?
Right. What we do for organizations like that is they'll do onboard seminars, so we arrange for their meeting space and their audiovisual, whatever they need in the way of screens and projectors and so forth, things like that.
Wow.
You know, beverage setup, whatever their requirements are. Then we always, we do round robin dining for our group, so everybody dines together. Usually
nice.
We do the late meeting. Yeah, and everybody can come together. Now, how that works is we'll have an assigned group of tables. So if you are sitting next to somebody that you say, oh, gosh, I can't stand another hour with that person, you can sit at a different table within our group each night and get to know different people, or you can sit with the same people each night, whatever suits you, but you're not... We have a lot of fluidity within our group, so they're able to sit wherever they want. Some groups will have, like our photography group, we will arrange for our photographers special excursions, private excursions just for them that are special interest to them. Some groups, you know, friends and family groups, we may do a similar thing, have a private excursion for them in certain ports. And other groups may just, you know, they just want to go out and play, come together at dinner and talk about what they did that day. So we customize that to the needs of each group.
That's awesome. That tells me right there why you would want to use a travel agent versus trying to figure out this all out on your own, especially if you're doing a group, even if it is a family reunion, and you want to go on an excursion, but you don't want to go with 50 other people. I know I recently took a family reunion out to Hearst Castle and spent a lot of time organizing that group tour, and they put our tour with another tour, and that's not what I wanted. So I think it's great to have someone like yourself that has experience and knows how to handle all of that. We'll go ahead and take a break right now. I hope everyone has enjoyed the conversation. We'll be right back.
Are you a hardworking woman who is willing to push the pause button long enough to figure out how to change your life from just okay to freaking fabulous? Then join us in Bali for an exotic and inspiring 10-day journey. Hi, this is Linda Beach, Dream Builder Life Coach and leader on this transformational trip to the magical land of Bali. Join me and a small group of like-minded women for this once-in-a-lifetime event. Hop on over to apassionatedreamlife.com and get ready to make all your dreams come true. See you in Bali.
Are you a transformational leader who has always dreamed of offering life-changing destination retreats for your clients? Have you ever imagined helping your clients transform and grow on an unforgettable spiritual journey to Machu Picchu in Peru? If you answered yes, then Travel That Matters has the perfect itinerary and stunning location for you to share your gifts. For 10 days and 9 nights, you will explore Peru's authentic spiritual and cultural wonders while staying at a luxury retreat center that is an unparalleled oasis for restoration and renewal. You and your clients will feel nurtured in an environment of natural beauty designed to awaken body, mind, and soul. Picture how this will enhance and enrich your offering while restoring and renewing your clients and yourself. If you can imagine yourself leading this transformational experience of a lifetime, give Ann and Angela a call at 800-929-9371, and we'll be happy to give you more details about this extraordinary journey. You can also reach us at travelthatmatters.net.
I'm Crystal Daigle, intuitive artist based in San Diego, California. I help people around the world live satisfying, creative lives. In my outdoor painting and creativity retreats, we soak up the beauty in gorgeous locations like San Diego, California, and Tulum, Mexico. Join us. All levels are welcome. Visit my website for registration information. Be sure to also look at my personalized intuitive artwork, which I call psychic illuminations, because they illustrate helpful messages I receive on behalf of my clients during a psychic reading. Contact me and I'll send you a brochure with photos and testimonials. Come create with me.
Bucket List Retreats. Where do you want to go? Now back to Travel Talk with Kelly Morgan Mealy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Travel Talk. We have our guest today on the line with us, Pat Hand. Hi, Pat.
Hey, Kelly.
Pat is a certified group event travel specialist. So if you are considering taking a group, traveling, be it by cruise, which is her specialty, or any other way of travel, please check her out. Now, Pat, your website is really packed with a ton of travel information, and I love how you broke it out, and you even have the sweepstakes. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. We give away a cruise at the end of the year. This is going to be a Royal Caribbean cruise for two people, and it will include even the gratuities are included on this. So it is the real deal, and people have flexibility to book whatever they want to. The value is about $1,750, I believe, of the certificate. They'll receive a certificate, and then they can book whatever time frame. It's not like you have to be on a particular cruise on a particular date. They have the flexibility to select what they want, balcony stateroom, and it's a real deal for two people. So they can go to our website, thedancingmoontravel.com, to register for that, and we will be giving that away at the end of the year. So all-inclusive cruise for two people. We're excited to do that each year.
I bet that's so nice of you, and I encourage everyone to go over there and sign up. Let's talk about some of the journeys that you have put on for groups. Are there any that stand out in your mind?
Well, a couple of the fun ones. I love working with the photographer groups. They're very exhausted. There's a lot involved with working with them because there's a lot of moving parts. They're probably some of the most complex groups that we do because we have not only their onboard workshops, but then we have custom events in each port of call. When we did New England recently, it included a photo walk of New York City the day before the cruise departed. So they had a full day of photographing all over New York City. then followed by
the, take me.
Yeah, I mean, they were whipped puppies when they came in that night. And then we had custom excursions for them in each port of call. And I'm always so excited because, Kelly, the images that they post, you know, because I'm there and I'm going to these same places and I see sort of the same things they do, but they start posting these images and I'm like, man, I saw that, but I didn't see it like that. It just blows me away because I'm not a photographer, but I'm blown away by that. Another fun group that we've done, and we do a lot of photography groups through the years for people. We're actually doing a fourth group for one particular club out of Houston. Ballroom dancers are a lot of fun. We had so much fun with a good-sized group of ballroom dancers, and we had two private dance parties on board just for them during their cruise. And then we had a couple excursions where they just went out and played when they were out snorkeling, and then they were riding ATVs out through the jungles. They had a wonderful time, and what a fun group. And sometimes it's just friends and family. A group can virtually be any group that, you know, it could be old college friends, whatever. It doesn't make any difference because we can put together a group for any kind of organization or friends and family.
I love the customization of that. That just sounds awesome. And you must have some great tips on cruising. Can you tell us a few of your favorites?
Well, one that I would come up with is to be sure to get on the right ship for you. And this is so important. And it gets overwhelming for people because there are hundreds of cruise ships, multiple cruise lines, you know, all kinds of itineraries. So you want to make sure that, you know, like empty nesters, they're going to like maybe Celebrity or Holland America, something that's got a little more elegance and something that's going to be quiet or not maybe a lot of kids. On the other hand, if you have a multi-generational family that's going together, you've got grandma and grandpa, you've got, the parents and then some younger children, Royal Caribbean is a fabulous choice for a group like that because they appeal to a broad spectrum. They've got kind of something for everybody, and there'll be a place for everybody to stay engaged and entertained on board their ships. So that's one, is to make sure that you choose the right cruise ship and cruise line for your particular needs.
I can completely understand that. I've had friends that have gone on a cruise that was totally not what they expected, and it just ruined their whole vacation. So it's good to have someone like you who knows what each cruise is so that you don't get on that wrong cruise.
Yeah, and you think, you know, sometimes people are looking for the cheapest cruise, but that's not necessarily the best value if it doesn't meet your needs. Nothing is cheap if it does. It's just going to be a very big disappointment if you just go for the cheapest thing you can find. For most people, it's not going to be the best experience.
Right. But it is just so very popular. Cruise lines keep adding ships. And can you tell us about the future of cruising? Is there anything that we should look for or that you're excited about that you wanted to talk about?
Oh, goodness. Oh, I get so excited. Cruising has changed so much. If you went on a cruise in 1995 and you think that you've been on a cruise, you haven't even begun to scratch the surface because it has changed so much over that 20-year period. The big ships today are nothing short of amazing. I mean, I tell people, whatever you want to have happen on a cruise ship, if it doesn't involve firearms or ponies, I can probably make sure it happens for you. They have skydiving simulators, surfing simulators, Dodge cars, those bumper cars, then they still have, of course, you know, you've got all these activities going on, and entertainment is, you know, big. You know, they used to laugh about the cheesy sort of comedians and production shows. That, you know, they have gone way over the top. You're getting fabulous entertainment on some of these cruise ships today. It's just, I mean, you've got Norwegian, their big ships have some of the best entertainment at sea. Also, the Royal Caribbean's large ships with the big, I mean, you've got the Broadway production shows, you know, the main shows that are on board those ships. You have the Cirque du Soleil performers. You just can't even imagine. And they're just so big and so much going on. If you get off that cruise ship and you didn't find things to be engaged and entertained, I don't know. I can't even imagine.
You just weren't looking.
I can't imagine who that person might be that would come over there and say, "We were bored." I just can't even think
well,
about
there's
it.
Nothing you can do for those people.
Yeah. It's okay. Like you would probably not be having fun wherever you went.
No
also,
kidding.
Seasickness, people talk about, you know, they're afraid they're going to be bored is one thing that people worry about, and they're afraid that they're going to have motion sickness problems. And with today's
right.
big ships and the stabilization that they have on those ships, unless they are really rough seas, and you're on one of those larger ships, you hardly get any motion. And if there are issues, that I swear by that patch that you put behind your ear, you change it every 3 days. And I'm motion sensitive myself, and I'm an avid cruiser. And I think if I put on one of those patches, I could probably ride out a hurricane in a rowboat. I mean, it's like magic. It's just,
that is a good
tip. Yeah. So you know, if typically people say, you know, get midship and lower down in the ship if you have motion. But I've sailed all over. We've had the first stateroom on the ship, and we've had aft facing balconies, and I really don't find that it's much of an issue. And if it is, I slap on the patch and I'm good to go.
Sure. Great. Okay, well, Pat, thank you so much for all of your valuable insights into the cruising world. And, of course, like I mentioned previously, check out Pat at dancingmoontravel.com. And is there anything else that we forgot to mention, Pat, that you want to be sure and get in?
Just try the cruise. And you know, whether you're a group or an individual, don't write it off and think you're not cruise people. Because in all of my years, I have only encountered one family that told me they just didn't think that cruising was for them, and they were the ones that insisted they wanted to get the cheapest cruise they possibly could, and it really wasn't suitable for their needs, and I knew it going in. And so, get out there and check it out. You know,
yes,
you're missing a
so
lot
true.
Of fun. If you don't.
And I can't. Emphasize enough how important and wonderful I would think it would be to utilize a travel agency so that you make sure that your money that you've worked so hard for goes towards the right cruise. Pat, thank you so much for joining me today on Travel Talk.
Thank you, Kelly. It was a pleasure.
All right. And look for both of us on Facebook. I'll put the links in the description below. And everyone, I hope that you have a beautiful week. And we'll see you next week on Travel Talk. Bon voyage.
This is the EWN Radio Network.